Hi, this is Shell versus the Universe, episode 4, and it's not about the American states. I know I promised that. I did do it. Like, it's physically there. It exists in this universe, but it's not entertaining. It's really not. It's just me listing. Like, I'll go to a state. I'll spend the first few minutes thinking, how is this a state? And then I just really run out of ideas of assumptions to make about places. And so a lot of them just got tagged. Oh, I bet grunge bands love it here. Like Winnipeg, Wisconsin, Virginia, Connecticut, all them places. It's just very, nah. I will keep it in the back of my head and keep that file on deck just in case. But I think with the American states, I need to come at it from a different angle. I think I need to learn something about them first. What I'm saying is I probably should have done some research. But how can you make assumptions after research? That was my whole thing. Like, if I'm going to make assumptions about places, I should really go in dry. Not, that's wrong. I should go in, like, just not knowing anything. Just freestyle thing, but alas, it did not work. So this episode is another listener suggestion that I just loved. I mean, I love all of them. They're all going to get done. But this one, again, needed very little prep beforehand. So I was like, yes, thank you. I'll take that one. And it's time travel. Yeah. Now, before we get into it, a few little disclaimers about this episode. It's the morning time. Like, as I'm recording, it's 7:19 a.m., so I am a morning bird, but the energy might be slightly lower than usual, although I very much am not getting that vibe at the moment. As soon as I press record, it's like, boom, showbiz. So yeah, I'm fine, but I thought I'd make that disclaimer. Also, it's half term. So, I am a mum. There is a kid knocking about this house somewhere. I'm not in no posh studio recording this. So, you're going to hear little things. I'll try and keep it to a low, but what can I do? So, yeah, time travel. I think the person that sent in the suggestion wanted to find out what I would do with such a thing. And best believe we are going to go there. But before that, I just sort of wanted to address some possible time travelers that are already out there. Because if you Google time traveler, what did I Google exactly? What is it that I searched for? It was time traveler with phone. That's what I Googled, because I was looking for, there was two different news articles I remember reading, not even news articles, like news items that I saw on the internet that made me think, holy cow, do we already have time travel? And one of them was this Victorian lady. There's like a video or a photo, I'm pretty sure it was a video, but I can only find the photo right now, of her walking down the street holding a device to her ear that looks very much like your modern day smartphone. And it creeped me out at the time, but after a little bit of research, I found out that it was probably a hearing aid. Back in them days, you did need to hold it up to your ear like that. And I believe the fact that it's a hearing aid to an extent. Like, I'll believe it. I'll give people the benefit of the doubt. But at the same time, why is she walking down the street not communicating with anybody holding a hearing aid to her ear? Unless she's spying on somebody or was just trying to pick up on everyday conversation around her because she was nosy. I really don't understand why she would have arm ache holding that thing up to her ear like the whole time. Like, why would you do that to yourself? Wait till you're home and you're having a conversation, then do it. And why, I would create some sort of like strap device that you could just strap it to your ear. Velcro. Did they have Velcro in the Victorian time era? But so yeah, that was one of them. There was another one where there was this, I think it was a fight at the MGM in Vegas. And there was a guy in the crowd that was sort of filming it on this thing that they thought wasn't released until a few years later or something like that. And I'm like, okay, but if you're going to time travel, why would it be this nondescript fight a few years beforehand? Unless you were really into your boxing and also quantum physics. I don't understand. I just don't understand the logic behind, okay, I have this really powerful tool of time traveling, so let me go watch that fight I couldn't make a few years back. I don't get it. So, but yeah, I googled it and there's loads more. There was, in fact, there was one that's even more intriguing from a girl at a university in the 1920s or 30s holding a device up to her ear. And she said that she was doing it for a science guy that was on the university premises, and it was like wireless telephones. And I'm thinking, wow, they had wireless telephones in the 1930s and 20s. Well, you know, like, not like out to purchase, but you know, in universities doing tests on them. I mean, it makes sense, because by the 1980s we certainly had some sort of wireless device, and we also, you know, we had car radios and stuff, you know, why did I say car, you know, like police radios, walkie talkies, CBs, all that shit. So at first I was like, huh, wireless telephone in the 20s, but now I'm like, well, they had to start somewhere. But it does look, if you look at the photo, it does look really small for a wireless telephone. Like, you remember the shits they tried to sell us in the 80s, how big they were? They came like a couple of brick. But this thing here, it's like, I mean, it's bulky, but it's like 2008 bulky. Do you know what I'm saying? It's weird, man. I don't know. That shit's weird. Plus, she kind of looks, I don't know, she's wearing the garms of people of that era, but she looks like she knows more. She looks like she's from a different era. I don't know, maybe I'm reading too much into it now. But yeah, for a wireless telephone in the 1920s or 30s, that shit's still too small. Still. I just don't get it. I don't think no one actually knows how to time travel. Oh, shoot. I didn't think until I saw a picture of this really cool guy. Like, a really cool guy. I don't know what he was like. But it was like all these people in like suits and ties and shit, and then this one guy with like sunglasses and like a t-shirt. And he was like on this article of time travelers I read this morning. I'm like, wow. And they said, under the photo, they said maybe he was just before his time. I'm like, but isn't that time travel? But then again, either after his time. Anyway, very interesting. I don't think people can time travel yet. I don't think people ever will be able to time travel. I'm not, as much as I like to sit here and pretend like I believe we're all living in this universe where we can time travel, where time is just an illusion or a thing you can slip in and out of, I don't buy it. I just don't buy it. Time to me is like a very solid thing. Like, it's like an element, like gravity and water. I don't know if gravity is an element, but I can't, you know what I mean? It's like gravity, water, magnetism, and time travel. It's all in the, like, time, sorry, not time travel, time. It's all in the same thing. You can't be manipulating it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's time travel, but if there was, I think I'd be more inclined to go forward than backward, purely because I always like to see how a story ends. And that's my one fear of dying, is like, okay, I'm halfway through this season of like a TV show called Planet Earth, but like, I want to know how it finishes. What happens to the human race? What happens to the pandas? Do the pandas ever make it? Do they? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's things I need to know. So I'd be more inclined to go forward than to go backward. And I was like, yeah, but I'd want to go forward a lot so that I could keep checking in. It's like, no, Michelle, you just go to like 50 years in the future and spend like a month sitting and watching 50 years worth of documentaries. Catch yourself up. Then go 50 years more in the future, do the same thing until you know, we all eventually kill each other, and then you get your answers. But yeah, that's the kind of thing I'd do with time travel if I was given the tool. If I was to go back, I think I'd waste it on trying to hang around with my mum when she was a a teenager and that, and be around my parents when they were first married, which they were still young. My mum was like 18, 19, when I was like 20, 21. They were young. And like, they moved into their first house together on the same day as Band Aid. And they had literally no furniture. It was their first house together and they were young. So they had like a couple of bags worth of clothes, and other people were dropping off donated furniture throughout the day. But other than that, there weren't much moving in to be done. So my mum made a buffet for my mum and dad, and so they could sit and watch Live Aid together, basically. And she made so much food, my dad said it was enough to feed 200 people. But they just like sat on this one little donated sofa together watching Live Aid all day and all night, just pigging out on this buffet. And I'm jealous. I've got like FOMO, like fear of missing out. And I missed out on that day big time. Although I was in my mum's belly. Hence the shotgun wedding and all of that business. I caused problems from the minute I was made. Yeah, I'd time travel back to there. I'd time travel back to... Yeah, it'd be mainly just to see my family, which is weird. Like, I'd want to go back to when my great-granddad and great-grandma owned a pub, and just to see how that was like. I don't want to pick favourite families. I'd go around all the families individually and spend equal time. That's in case my mum's listening and she gets mad. I'd spend all the time with all the family, mum, I promise you. I mean, are they allowed to know? They wouldn't be allowed to know I'm there, but I'd be friendly. I wouldn't swear. I'd use my manners. Again, how would time travel mess up your memory? I think it would mess up your memory. I think you'd be like, I don't know. It just seems way too messy for me. All the problematic behaviour I indulge in, but I got a problem with time travel. That's hilarious. I think I'd try and monetize any time travel that I did do. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these conspiracy theories, I'd try and put to bed by going back in time and proving certain things, or disproving certain things as well. I think that would be quite handy. I'd be a very busy person, going forward, watching documentaries, going back for family, going back for conspiracy. This is what I'm saying, it's a lot of responsibility to put on one person's shoulders. I'd need a team, a crack team of time traveling investigators. Oh my god, our theme tune would be fucking sick. I'd get Daft Punk to make it. Oh no, people don't like Daft Punk, do they? Anymore. Now it's uncool to like Daft Punk. That's the mad thing about them. Everyone liked them. And then no one liked them because everyone liked them. What is wrong with human beings? Why can't we just enjoy things? Like, oh yeah, you like Daft Punk, but do you like Kraftwerk? Of course I fucking do, you dickhead. Oh, anyway, sorry. What was I saying? Time travel. Yeah, time travel. People say that if they time travel, they go back and kill Hitler. I don't think I would. I'm glad we learned the lessons that we learned about war, like world wars, back before we had the weapons that we've got today. I know we still did Hiroshima like we did. Well, I didn't. I didn't play no part in that. But, you know, other than that, I'm glad we learned them lessons back then and not now. Although we are clearly still learning some lessons now. But do you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm glad that happened then. And not while I was alive, because I don't like loud bangs. No, but seriously, if we had like a world war now, it would be absolute chaos. I mean, I know it was chaos back then as well. I'm not undermining what people went through back then at all, in no way, shape or form. But if it happened now with drones and all of that business, no, we've got enough on our plate. So I'm glad that it happened then and not now. It was going to happen at some point. Someone was going to try a thing at some point, and they still might try a thing again in the future. We're not out of the woods yet, but what I'm saying is, nah, I wouldn't go back and do a thing. I couldn't. Could you kill a child? Let's be honest about it. Could you? Or would you sneak him when he was like 17 and do it? 17 is still a kid, isn't it? What age would you kill Hitler at? Because that's what you got to think. I couldn't kill no kid, so I'm not doing that. Would I kill his mum? Probably. I don't know. This has gone very dark and I don't like it. I'm feeling uncomfortable. No, I wouldn't. I'd just leave that alone, man. I'd spend my time going into the future, I think. Because I worry about the future a lot. So I just want to know that everything's going to be cool. And then if not, come back and make some fucking drastic plans. But can you imagine if I had time travel, knew some shit, and needed to tell NASA? Like, how would someone like myself from Middle England even call NASA and get to the people that needed to hear what I had to say, because it was important? Because I bet they get calls like this every single day from people that think they know, but they don't. They just forgot to take the medication, or they've had too much alcohol, or too much weed. Do you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. How would you contact NASA if you needed to? Yeah, this time travel thing is quite important. It's making my palms all sweaty just thinking of the responsibility of it all. You know what? I don't want it. I've just decided it's way too much responsibility for it to be something that I want. And this is bizarre, because time travel would be the one thing that I always said that I wanted. But now I'm like, nah. So yeah, time travel is way too much responsibility for me. Definitely. But I would like to have the gift and then gift it to someone I think is responsible to handle it. You know how they did, you know, back in the day, they on the BBC, I think it was, they did a programme called Back to the Future, where they would tell you, like, no, that's a film, Michelle. Tomorrow's World, that's what it was called, Tomorrow's World. Where they, I bet they wish they could have used Back to the Future. But I used to love Tomorrow's World, because it used to like say, oh yeah, in the year 2000, we'll be able to blah, 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 blah. I can't even remember some of them shits, but they were funny. Even funnier now in hindsight, I guess, if I could remember any of the fuckers. But yeah, they pretty much thought that by the year 2000, we'd all have everything worked out. Far from it. Far from it. I think Bill Hicks had the future worked out. I remember when I was obsessed with him back when I was at college, because them college years are the perfect Bill Hicks years. If you don't like Bill Hicks when you're in college, you never will like him. But I was obsessed with him back then. And he used to say this thing. He was like, we've gone through an evolution of body, and now we're going through an evolution of mind. And I think that's very true. But also, as I said before with the whole future podcast, we are the knowledge that we're getting is like doubling by the minute. And it's just, we are not adapting well enough to that change. The change that is happening too quick, and we can't adapt to that change quick enough. And that's causing social, political problems and all kinds of mess. And we need to, I think, we need to slow down the technology as much as we want to go harder, stronger, faster, better. We need to just slow it down for our own sanity's sake, because look at us, we all have anxiety. It's not fair. So I think we do need to just be like, okay, let's just stay the same for about 10 years technologically wise. Apart from when it comes to disease and fighting illness and shit like that, let's just carry on with the disease and illness research. But everything else, let's just put a pin in it until we've worked out this mess, and then we can unpin it and carry on. But that's what I feel like we need to do, and I can't see us doing that. Shit, the way we're doubling knowledge, we might be able to time travel like very soon. If it's possible, we'll get there soon. That's how I feel. I just don't know if it's actually physically possible. I don't know if we'd be able to physically. I can't fathom it. And there's a lot of weird shit that I could genuinely fathom, but I can't fathom that. Like, I do reckon that we're going to find life on a moon that, on one of Jupiter's moons. I do genuinely believe that. But I don't think it's going to be any, like, big life. I think it'll be, like, little insecty things that we really don't want over here because of, like, a new space black death sort of thing. But time travel, I just can't, like, you break down your body on molecular level and then travel somewhere and it builds back up again. That's how it would need to work. I just don't get it. Unless time isn't linear. The only fucking thing in life that is linear is time. Isn't it? I'm unsure of that now. This podcast makes me very unsure of everything I was ever sure about. It's a daunting task. Way too much responsibility for me. I'll say that much. I don't want it. So I don't think it's something that I'd be actively, like, you know how I said if I become a millionaire I'd research certain things? Time travel wouldn't be one of them, because I don't really know what I'd do with it if I had it. I'm sure other people would have better use for it. I'd just give it to someone else, not Richard fucking Branson though. Before I call this episode a wrap, I think it's important that I spend a moment talking about Julian Assange. It came out in the news this week that he's been evicted from the Ecuadorian embassy. And at the time when it all happened, when he first got into a load of heat and all these celebrities rushed out to pay his bail and then he skipped bail, I was like, oh my God, what a cunt. Like, you're gonna put other people's money in jeopardy like that. Now, I know a lot of them were very rich, but at the end of the day, to me, that was a sucker move. Like, it was bad. And then he went and hid in the Ecuadorian embassy, which I thought was a very smart move. I was like, yes, boy. But I knew they were gonna get sick of him. And I'm not gonna lie, a few years ago, I even forgot he was even in there. Like, I forgot all about him, the fact he was in there. I might have even walked past the Ecuadorian embassy myself, depending on, I've been through, I spent a lot of time in West London where a lot of the embassies are. So I don't know if I have or haven't, I don't know whereabouts in London the Ecuadorian embassy is, but I've been past quite a few of them and I always get fascinated by them because I'm like, I could escape the law. It's like Mexico. But yeah, he basically did what I've had experience in this before. You go and stay with a mate because you need somewhere to stay. And then it's like the first few months are amazing. You're like, I'm living with my best friend. It's the best. But then after a few months, the shit you do and the shit they do, you just end up getting on each other's nerves to the point where it's like, get out of my house right now. Get out, go. Because that's how it is with everybody. I don't care how tight you are or even how clinical the whole thing is. Like, you give me the deposit, you move in as a roommate instead of official. I don't care. It's all going to end up messy. It always does. And I knew when I read the headline that the Ecuadorian embassy had basically kicked him out. I'm like, well, there you go. He's been using somebody's milk and not putting it back. He's not been washing his dishes. All of this, that and the other. He's been doing something to piss them off on the inside. A man's got a face where you know he can make you irritable. He's got one of them faces, definitely. And like, the fact that he skipped bail on other people's money proves my motherfucking point. I'm not down with I'm not down with police like that, yeah, but what I'm saying is, if you're gonna skip bail, you don't do it on other people's money. You just don't. Oh God. And then it's come out today that basically the Ecuadorian embassy are saying that he was spying. He was using their embassy to spy on other, like, I don't know, diplomats or embassies or other countries. I mean, you could spy on other countries using the kind of software that these embassies have, I would imagine. I'm just using my imagination here, but I can only imagine the tools he had at his disposal. Maybe he wasn't even allowed to be playing with these tools and they caught him and all that. And it just, to me, it's just, it's amazing that he thinks that he can go on like this and we're not going to sit here giving him the biggest side eye, because Chelsea Manning did it the right way. She was like passionate about her convictions, passionate enough to go to jail for it, even though she shouldn't have done. But then she got a pardon, thank God, you know. But like, at the end of the day, she shouldn't have even been into prison, which kind of, like, I don't want any of them to go to prison unless, I mean, let's be real, did Assange actually sexually assault somebody in Australia or wherever it was? Not even Australia, that's where he's from. What was that, maybe Sweden, I think? I know that's been dropped now. And I know it was probably put in place just so that America could grab him. But, like, I'm thinking there's no smoke without fire. Do we need to Me Too this guy? Do you know what I'm saying? Why is... I don't know. I need to do some more research into that. I've not done any. I'm just, you know, going on things I've picked up over the few years that he's been in this situation. What a situation, though. I'm so glad that that shit happened. Like, it's just so fascinating that guy went and hid out in the Ecuadorian embassy for years. Like, literally years. Anyway, that's the end of this episode. Please email me at shellvsuniverse@gmail.com. shellvsuniverse@gmail.com with your questions, comments, suggestions, all of that. I've got more episodes coming up. I've got them planned and in my noggin, just sort of going in there and marinating and picking up all them knowledge juices, and I'll spit them back out at you soon. I don't know where I was going with that metaphor. That's half cooking, half bird feeding baby. So please email me, send me your voice messages if you want to as well. Please, I really, really want that to be a thing, so do it, because I'm not going to stop asking. Just do it now. And that's it for this episode. Thanks, bye.